Hey, Brooke, do you come here often?
Yeah, every Tuesday we hang out on Instagram Live and have a mama coffee chat.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's right, mom brain moment. Okay, but seriously, we take only the best IGTV Live chats that we have and we bring them over here to the podcast so no one is left behind. And that's exactly what today's episode is.
So we hope you enjoy today's episode and be sure to follow us on Instagram, especially on Tuesdays for our live chats over at the Mama Well.
Let me ask you this. Do any of these sound familiar to you? You feel burnt out and are wondering how other mamas seem to balance their health and everything on their to-do list? You're feeling like your health is always coming last as a busy mom and there's no time for you to take care of yourself. Or maybe you have big cravings after the kids go to bed and find yourself stress eating on the couch. If so, then you're in the right place.
We actually have a brand new free mini course that will show you our exact three-step process that will help you nourish your body so that you can improve your energy and tackle your to-do list and even chase the kids around. Prioritize your needs too in a way that's also simple and sustainable, and ditch the emotional eating, cravings, and binges for good. We also touch on how to manage your stress hormones. So if you want to get instant access now, click the link in the show notes to grab it.
Hello, hello, you guys. I feel like it's been a minute since we've been live, but Brooke is going to join me here in just a minute, and we're going to tell you one of the very top things that we've learned as dietitians, but also just as moms, as women, as humans who eat food, and talk a little bit about the number one thing we've learned that has helped us with our nutrition. So we're going to chat about that today, and Brooke is going to join me here in just a minute so we can get started on that. Hello, hello. Welcome. Feel free. Guys, it like looks different. It's been a minute. So if you guys haven't heard or haven't seen, Brooke had her baby, super beautiful, cutie little boy, Sawyer. And so she's been on a little bit of a mat leave. Maybe not as much as I wanted her to be. I wanted her to like rest. And she's like, just, I love working. I love doing what we do. So she's been a little bit on maternity leave and oh, hello, there she is. So we've kind of taken a break from lives and now we're back, baby. We are back. So typically we go live on Tuesdays, whenever we have time in between the children and all the things. But so we're going to chat a little bit today. So Brooke is going to join me. And like I said, we're going to cover the number one thing that we learned about our nutrition and why it's been so helpful in our journeys as moms and all the things. Oh, no. Okay. It wasn't my water. Oh, hello, trash. Hello. I'm still working on decluttering my house, so there's just stuff everywhere. And we leave today for a trip. Hello.
Oh, how are you doing?
Good.
Oh, you good, almost good, felt good. Bad. I know. It was taking a while. I was like, connect. Gotta love Instagram. But yeah, I heard your intro, and I think it's so important to tell mamas what we've learned, you know, 10 years as dietitians, each of us. And it's just interesting to think like of all the things that we've tried throughout, you know, our years of being in school and even our years of being dietitians, things that we've tried. And I think we can safely say that you and I have tried, we've done a lot of different diets and meal plans and programs. And what we both found years and years ago was that there was one thing that actually worked long-term. It gave us better energy, better mood. We weren't hangry all the time. We weren't having cravings. We had the energy to chase our kids around and, you know, work and do all the things. And so that's what we actually teach inside the Mama Well. And so that's what we wanted to talk a little bit about today is why diets and, you know, counting calories and a lot of these things aren't sustainable long-term and why really a balanced nutrition approach is the way to go. It's something that works so well for moms, especially with the chaos of motherhood.
Yeah. And I think as dietitians, I think we can both agree that the number one thing we get asked for is a meal plan. Like people are like, just tell me what to eat. Just give me the recipes. Give me the meal plan. Tell me what to eat. In fact, I remember being a new dietitian, kind of like struggling to find a job. Back then it was very hard to find, even now probably, but I wouldn't know. But either way, I remember people coming to me like personal trainers, like, can you just make a meal plan for my people? And I remember like wanting to say yes, because I needed a job, but also like, it didn't feel like it was aligned with me. And I was like, okay, on Tuesday have a chicken burger and on Wednesday have like spaghetti, but like whatever.
it was so funny to me because people want a meal plan. They want an easy button. They want to be told exactly what to do, or at least that's what we think we want, right? Because then you start down that route and you're like, this is boring. This isn't the type of food I like. I'm on eating the same chicken and broccoli and rice every single day. I'm bored, all the things, right? Like, you don't actually want that, but you think you want that, or you think that's the way to get to where you want to go, right? Like, I want to be healthy. Just give me a meal plan that I can't like fail with, right? And so really the number one thing that Brooke and I have both learned over time is that there is a skill around building your plate in a balanced way. And the more you hone that skill, understand that skill, work with your body around that skill, the better off you are. You don't need a meal plan. You don't need a diet. You don't need to count calories. You don't need to count points. You don't need to track things in your diary. You don't need to tell a friend or have an accountability partner. You truly can just look at your plate, see what's missing, what's working, and adjust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's constant adjustment. It definitely, I would say it takes a few months to like really put it into practice and like get the hang of it to be like, oh yeah, I'm super confident. I can go out to eat. I can make any plate balance. Even when I go out to eat now, sometimes I'll order what I want and I know like, oh, it's missing some fiber, it's missing some fat, or it's missing some protein. And then I'll just get a side of that other thing because I know I'll feel better. I know it'll satisfy me longer. And that's the key here is we're busy moms. Sometimes we don't get to have every single meal and snack because our kids are running around. And so when we can eat meals that are going to sustain our energy for 3-4 hours, like that is what we're aiming for when we talk about balance. And like Alyssa said, it is a skill. And what we mean by balance is balancing our blood sugar. And a lot of people hear that and think, I don't have diabetes, I don't have gestational diabetes, I don't have PCOS. So like, why does this matter? Well, if you're having constant sugar cravings, or if you feel like you're constantly exhausted, you can't keep up with your kids, like these are signs that your blood sugar is probably not being balanced in the way that you're eating. And that doesn't mean that we have to go through our pantries, throw away everything in the pantry and fridge. That's not what that means at all. It just means, hey, we might need to make some adjustments to some of our family favorite meals. And that's actually what Alyssa and I love doing is we love to encourage our members, like try one new recipe a week, like just to branch out, try something new. But at the end of the day, we'd rather have you, for the most part, like look at what is your family already like? What are your food preferences? What's in season? What are you guys already eating? Okay, cool. Can we just adjust some of those meals and snacks, adjust some of those recipes, add some things in so that we have more fiber, fat, protein, carbs and fiber, things that are going to help sustain our energy longer. And again, there's an art and a science to discovering that. And no two families are the same. Alyssa and I, like, we probably eat different things. I know we share some of our favorite recipes together, but even though our families eat slightly different things, we still know that we could go out to eat. We could still choose, you know, balanced options, even if we order different things on the menu.
Yeah, absolutely. And it goes back to even uniquely, like, Brooke and I are just different. Like, we know this from just talking about this all the time. You probably won't know this about your best friend. But like, she needs a little bit more fat to feel more sustained and full. And I need a little more protein. And not, I wouldn't even say a little more protein. I need protein. Like, I need a good amount of protein to feel really good. And so we're just different in that way. So a lot of times, even when we say balance, we're like, okay, well, how many grams of carb? How many grams of protein? How many grams? Blah, 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 blah. And it's really not a number. It's about starting in the ballpark, right? And it kind of actually reminds me of that, of how, I feel really old. I'm turning 33 this week, you guys. And now I'm going to make a radio reference.
Hey, really, we're 33 years old, not old. Stop.
Do you remember like listening to the radio growing up and you would use like the skip button and then there was the tune button? So this is what it kind of reminds me of. We get in the ballpark and then we hit the skip button and we're like, hey, bigger jumps, right? Like, ooh, that was definitely not right. Or, oh, I can't eat an entire sweet potato. I get jittery or I crash or whatever it might be. So next time I'm hitting the skip button, I'm only going to have half the sweet potato and I'm going to add, you know, some shredded barbecue chicken on top or something, a little more protein, right? So we make kind of bigger adjustments. So that's like hitting the skip button. And then when we find something like, oh, that actually made me feel pretty good. I had pretty good energy. I didn't feel like a big slump in the afternoon, like I had to have my coffee or anything like that. Then we start tuning, we hit the tune button and we just do like small little adjustments throughout time. And so that's what we teach our members is like, hey, at the beginning, it feels like really big changes, but over time you start to fine tune what works for you. And then what you notice is you go through changes, right? You get pregnant, you deliver a baby, you're postpartum, maybe you're nursing, maybe you're going into menopause, or you're on your period, or you're ovulating, and hormonally or just seasonally in your life is different, which means you then have to go back through that skip and fine tune process again and again. So again, like we talked about, the number one thing that we've learned as dietitians, as moms, as women, as humans,
who eat food, right, is how to balance our plate, how to look at the plate, how to build from what we already have, not go crazy and have to meal plan and buy all new ingredients, but really look at what we have available to us, what sounds good, what our body needs, how, like, taking all of our experience from the past, and then fine tuning what's on our plate to really feel our best, depending on the season, the day, our energy levels, how much sleep we got. And it sounds really overwhelming at first, which is again why we start big and we over time fine tune. And now it is a honed skill that hardly takes any thought at all. And sometimes, like Brooke said, we might be at a restaurant and be like, oh, it's a little low in fiber. We might make that choice to have another order on the side, or we might just say, yeah, it's a little low in fiber today, and we move on, because it's not about being perfect.
Yeah, exactly. It's not about being perfect. And something that I think we both learned years ago was when we, so I started really like learning this way before I had kids. This was like 3-4 years before I got pregnant. And what I found was, because I had this, I knew like, oh, my blood sugar is getting low, or like I'm feeling this way, or I'm missing this. When I got pregnant with him, it was so easy to listen to my body and know what I needed. And then when I was postpartum with my first, it was like, oh, like I wasn't even questioning the fact that I was so hungry, because I just knew like, oh yeah, my calorie needs are a lot higher, and my body just went through this trauma and this birth, and it's losing blood. Like, of course I need more protein and iron and all these things, right? But I would say like, it's harder to go through some of these transitions, like pregnancy and postpartum and breastfeeding and all these things, when that skill's not in place. It just makes things a lot more difficult. We start to question like, I'm so hungry all the time and I have these things going on, and like we start to feel really out of control around food. And so I would say like, if this is something you're experiencing where like you're always having a 2 o'clock slump, if you feel like you're always having sugar cravings on the couch when the kids are going to bed, those are some telltale signs that your blood sugar is not regulated. If you feel like you're either like starving and like grabbing anything in the pantry, or you're like Thanksgiving full and you can't really find that balance in between, that's a sign too that blood sugar is not being regulated. And so those are some things to look out for. And a lot of times we grew up learning just eat less and move more. And so that's what we thought we needed to do. But truthfully, this approach is way more sustainable. It's way easier once you do it for a month or two. It's way easier to sustain this long term versus like cutting out all foods or counting your calories or points for the rest of your life. Like, that's just not something that most of us want to do till we're 80. So
yeah, it really goes back to that. This is a skill that takes time, but it also takes education too, right? Like, we probably all have an idea of what healthy foods are, unhealthy foods are, right? And Brooke and I really believe that there is no like good or bad foods. We actually don't want to label them, because what we might do as a past dieter, I know a lot of our members have done this too, of just like, well, this is a healthy food, so I can just eat as much of it as I want. Well, actually that can really mess up with your blood sugar. If you make zucchini noodles and that's all you're having for dinner, that's still a very large portion of carbohydrate. Nothing wrong with carbohydrate. There's plenty of fiber in there. But at the same time, that's actually you just not applying the skill of balancing your plate and just thinking what's healthy, what's unhealthy, what's good, what's bad, right? Eat this, not that. That's actually the mindset we want to leave behind and focus on, how do I balance things, enjoy the food I'm eating, eat the food that's available to me, and feel good doing it. And that really comes down to that number one skill, like we said, of balancing our plate. So if you're struggling with this, like Brooke said, if you're experiencing any of those symptoms Brooke talked about, or you just feel like your like education around nutrition was lackluster, as most people feel that
like
way.
Like the food pyramid.
Yes.
You don't do that. That doesn't work, guys.
Exactly right. Yeah. If you just want a refresher, a little help on how to get started on this number one skill and start honing it for yourself, we actually teach you how to do it and really get you started and get the ball rolling in our free mini course. We talk all about like the top 3 dietitian approved ways to start getting healthy without dieting. And it's just such a great place to start. So you can DM us the word, mini course. DM us the word mini course. We'll send you the link. It's completely for free. It's super helpful. And we'll get you started on this journey, learning how to do this for yourself. Again, like we said, it cannot be overstated. It is truly the number one thing we've walked away with and want to share it with you. So you can do that.
And of course, listen to the podcast if you're not already subscribed. Every Tuesday, we send you a new episode.
That's exactly right. All right, you guys. Well, we hope this live was helpful for you. And we're happy to be back doing lives on Tuesdays. So make sure you are here. I know. Yes, I haven't thought of years of food pyramid. We feel you. Really us either, honestly.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. We will chat soon.
Bye.
We hope you love today's episode. And because we appreciate you listening, we want to offer you our free guide on how to tune in to your natural hunger and fullness cues.
All you have to do is leave us a written review and DM us a screenshot, and we will send you the guide absolutely free. We truly appreciate you being here, listening, and finding even just a few minutes to fill back up your cup. It's so important.
All right, we'll see you next week. And until then, know that you are enough, worthy, and we're praying for you.